神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Contrary to what most people think, conflicts or having to face relational problems is not necessarily bad.
当人际关系上有问题、有冲突的时候，事实上跟你的想法可能不一样，因为它有时候是有益处的。
It can be a powerful tool to strengthen relationship and solve problems.
有时候呢，反而是一个很有利益很有益处的一种方法或者是一个过程来特别的来加强彼此的友谊。
But you say problems like that is painful.
但是或许你说呢，可是这种冲突的话很痛苦的。
It brings out anger and fear and anxiety, all the emotional experiences that we try to avoid.
因为呢，有时候很会有生气、怒气，或者是会有焦虑，有时候有很多那种情绪上面的一些负担。这样的话，不是对我们很不好吗？而且呢，是不是应该尽量避免呢
？So it's just better to push it aside and cover it up and not bother with it.
所以最好就是面对人际关系的冲突的，就最好就是不要去管它，就让它去吧。
But you're very, very wrong.
但是你错了。
Those conflicts never go away.
因为这种冲突是不会走开的。
And sometimes they get very deeply embedded in you with bitterness and hate.
而且越来越深，你的恼恨的越来越多。
You see, you can have positive results when you face each other.
当你面对对方的时候呢，事实上你们可以有很光明的、很好的那一面。
That's why you and I must understand how to manage these conflicts.In a caring and constructive way.
那就是为什么你我一定要懂得怎么样知道这种方法来面对这些冲突。
You see, when problem solving of this kind is truly faced at its best, you see people being able to express themselves and eventually understanding may come.
有冲突的时候最好是去面对，面对是最好的方法，因为让对方彼此都有机会来表达，而且带来彼此更多的了解。
Now, I think we should set some goals today for what we would like to do in this area of problem solving.
首先我们要立下一些目标，到底我们要解决冲突的时候是什么样的一个目标？
Our number one goal is to learn how to creatively solve by bringing the concerns and the points of view of the other people together.
第一个目标呢，就是我们要用比较灵光的方法，而且呢，可以从这个方法来了解对方的重点是什么，而且对方的他的看法是什么。
The second one is to have people from both sides to learn to appreciate and understand and accept the other's point of view.
第二个目标是我们要借着这样的彼此的这样的机会呢，达成彼此有一种感谢对方、欣赏对方，而且去接受对方的看法的这样的一个目标。
The third one is that we can understand that people can growand change.
第三个我们要了解到就是事实上人是可以改进、可以成长、可以改变的。
To understand that relationships can be strengthened as the tension and the distrust gives way to a harmony and understanding.
我们要了解当有这种彼此关系的紧张或者是彼此不信任的时候呢，事实上是可以被解决，而且把它化成很和谐而且彼此接纳的。
Now I want to give you Some rules or some ways that you will be able to be different in your solving problem with others.
现在我给你几个原则，几个方法，让你在解决这种彼此人际关系的冲突的时候呢，有一些方向可以走。
Now, one of those is learn to separate major issues from minor issues.
第一个，你要懂得把那种大问题跟小事情把它分别出来。
Many times, this confronting gets out of control because people take majors and they minor on it, and they take little minors and they major on them.
有时候呢，当我们在解决这种冲突的时候呢，是把那种小事情呢，把它看大了。
And most of the time, it is minor issues that we will confront each other with.
有时候我们在那种小事上太计较彼此呢，才去解决。
Now let's take this husband and wife.
我们来看一对夫妻。
Now the wife speaks to him and says, I want you to take the garbage out now.
比如说呢，这个太太说呢，啊，你帮我把这个垃圾拿出去。
Now this garbage is really a minor issue.
垃圾的事情事实上是一个小事。
But there are some hidden issues here in both of them.
但是在里面呢，彼此都隐藏着一些很大的问题。
He feels his wife is pushing him around.
这个先生又感觉好像我的太太呢，到处命令我做事。
When she says right now, it's like he's a child again.
那这个太太讲话的时候呢，她说呢，现在就去做，好像把他看作孩子一样。
He feels like his manhood is being taken away.
所以这个先生就感觉好像自己男人的自尊没有了。
And so, therefore, he resists this, and they have a terrible argument.
就这样呢，这个先生就有一种反弹呢，所以呢，两个人争执起来了。
But now let's look at the wife.
那我们来看看太太这一边。
Is there any hidden, something hidden inside of her?
那是不是里面呢，有一些隐藏的东西呢？
Yes, there is.
当然也有。
You see, she feels like he doesn't listen to her.
那他的感受是呢，我的先生从来不听我说什么。
You see, it's not particularly just the garbage, but everything she talks to him, he doesn't listen to her.
所以呢，并不是这个垃圾的事情而已，好像什么事情啊，先生从来不听他的话。
So she feels like he slights her and doesn't give her the worth that she deserves.
所以太太的感觉是先生很忽略她的，而且从来不尊重她。
So until...They come down to the major issues they're facing, there will be lots of minor issues.
所以除非呢，他们一直到可以去真的面对里面这个大的问题的根源呢，不然的话，总是在这种小事情上面，两个人会有问题。
This happens so much in families and even at the job.
这种事情呢，在家里面，在工作上都会发生的。
They'll take little things, employers will take little things and begin to grumble and complain about them.
这些雇员工作人员呢，就这么一个小事情呢，开始就大做了。
And so, really, they understand what it is, but they don't want to confront the problem with their boss.
那通常呢，他们是知道问题在哪里，但是呢，却不愿意把它公开来去面对。
You see, there is something at the root of this feelings that the employees may have.
有时候在这种雇员当中跟老板之间呢，这个心里面有一些很根深蒂固的一些问题和感受。
Maybe at the root of it is favoritism. The boss favors some above the others.
有时候心里的感受是呢，这个老板不公平，对那个好，对我不好，就是偏待的问题。
And so the others get very troubled about it, but they take it out on little minor things.
那借着一些小事情，就每一次因为这种感受呢，就从小事情就有一些发泄。
Then we see that these continue little minor things to agitate and to bring these really terrible fights to them.
借着这些小事情呢，常常引起争执或者是不舒服，然后呢，就会产生彼此之间的这种纷争。
Now this brings us into the next point.
那这样会带到另外一点。
You see, when these problems arise,Confront them as soon as possible.
所以当问题来的时候呢，最好是尽快的去面对。
As soon as you recognize, or maybe both of you recognize, that there is this constant bringing up, this constant conflict, you should begin to do something about it.
所以如果当你发现一些小小的事情常常反反复复的这样子 啊发泄显露出来的话，那你就看到你原来最大的问题的时候呢，马上解决。
And the best way to get it out is to openly and go right head on and get this thing straightened out.
马上的，而且呢，很直接的就去把这个啊事情呢啊两个人面对面的处理。
See, the longer you wait, the bigger this thing gets.
因为你等得越久，里面的问题越大。
Until sometimes you feel like it cannot be solved.
有时候到个地步，你会觉得说已经没有办法解决了。
You see, time tends to magnify these grievances and these grudges.
因为呢，时间会让这种里面的这些不好的一些感受呢，会越滚越大。
They become like these little molehills become mountains.
就像呢小小的山丘呢会变成一座大山一样。
Anger begins to fester inside.
这种怒气在里面好像在咬吃你一样。
Then insults come, and offensive sayings, and the attitude changes.
接下来这种不礼貌或者是攻击的话就会常常会讲出来，而且呢态度也会改变。
It's much like a wound that you might receive by cutting yourself.
就像你割伤了，然后这个伤口会这样酝酿一样。
You don't think it's very important and you don't bother with it.
刚开始你说啊，这个小小伤口没有关系吧，不管
它。It even begins to heal.
它自己呢，也开始在好起来。
But underneath, it is festering infection.
但是没有想到呢，表皮在复原，可是里面呢，却在溃烂。
And it begins to hurt.
而且会很痛。
Until eventually you have to go to a doctor.
一直到你去找一个医生。
And the only way to heal this many times.
唯一要治好这个伤口。
Is for the doctor to cut you and to take out all of that disease matter.
他需要把你这个伤口呢把它啊稍微把它割开，然后从里面把那些溃烂的东西呢把它清除干净。
So you need to confront it and get it out of the way instead of carrying it for years.
所以呢你不如就不要再这样继续的放在心里面，而好好的去面对，让它能够宣泄出来。
Now, when you do talk to the person, stick to the subject.
当你跟对方谈话的时候呢，好好的针对这个主题来讲。
Don't bring in side issues or the past things that have come up. Face only that particular point.
不要老是挖旧账，或者是从旁边绕来绕去，就直接的讲现在这个问题。
Because if you don't, you're not going to resolve it, and there's going to be real feelings of hurt between the both of you.
如果你不直接处理问题的话，讲到那些过去的事情的话，那这样是很伤感情的。
Don't just generalize, but be specific about what you are talking about.
不要太笼统，要很具体的来跟他讲问题。
You see, don't say, you're always so careless.
比如说呢，有时候我们说呢，你总是常常那么的粗心。
Always sounds like everything they do, they're careless in.
这一句总是常常好像就是讲他说每一次都这样子。
When actually you should say, maybe I was disappointed the way you cleaned the garbage area yesterday. You left a pile of trash right in the corner.
或许你可以再具体一点讲，就是说呢，我有点失望，你昨天在清理垃圾的时候呢，你竟然让啊里面一包垃圾呢放在外面不管了。
So you're really telling them the specific thing, and they can say, oh, in themselves, yes, that is what I did. I shouldn't have done that.
你总是要把那个具体的问题把它讲清楚，然后对方就想到说，他就一定要承认了，因为真的是这样子。
You see, when you say, you never do that.
那你常有时候你不这样讲，你反而说呢，你从来就不怎么样。
And the word always seems to make the person's character seem very loose and low.
当我们讲从来、总是、常常的时候呢，就把对方的那种品格或者是他的特性呢，把它低贬了。
This introduces my next point, which says, don't give personal insults or hurt the person's character.
那接下来这一点呢，事实上跟上面一点也是有关联的，就是呢，要避免对对方的那种没有礼貌或者是呢侮辱。
Keep the problem focused, on the issue and not on the personality.
好好的针对这个问题、这个事情，而不是针对对方的这种品格。
You could say, you've been so lazy, look at what you've done.
或许你会说呢，你看你做的什么那么懒惰。
You have told them that they're lazy.
那你已经告诉他是懒惰的。
What you could have said was, listen, you didn't make your bed today, and I want it made.
你可以讲清楚一点，比如说呢，你应该把你的床铺好，我希望你能够铺好。
You're not calling them names or aiming at their character.
而不是呢，在那里用一些话来形容他们，以至于呢，伤害到他们的人格。
Because this right away puts the other person on the defensive.
因为呢，这马上呢，会让对方有一种敌对的一个立场。
And an argument will be there.
争执就会来了。
So remember that point.
记得这一点。
Remember to seek, to care more about the person than you do about the offense.
我们不要去攻击对方呢，反而要去关心或者是保护到对方。
When you have finished with your discussion, be sure that both of you do not leave feeling that the person has hurt you or them.
那当两个人有一些讨论，有一些面对之后呢，要很确定的彼此都没有感觉是一种人身的攻击。
Some have said, how do you separate that? How do you know how to confront them without personally abusing them?
或许有人会这样问一个问题，就说你怎么样把这个人跟事分开，你谈事情却不伤害人。
Because most of the time when you're confronting them, you're in anger.
因为当你在面对时候，你常常带着生气的情绪。
Well, you see, this brings up another thing that we've been talking about off and on, and that is anger management.
那我们常常谈到这个事情就说呢，你要懂得怎么样来掌管你的脾气。
So if you can make somewhat of a principle in your life that when you're going to confront your children or even your husband, that you're going to do it with a sense of what is the issue at that moment.
那刚才我们提到就是说呢，不管你是要面对你的孩子或你的夫妻的关系呢，都要在那个时候而且谈那件事情。
You may be angry.
或许你正在生气。
But if you can learn to just gear in on what has happened now, then you won't be abusing them in their person and their personality.
那我的重点就是说呢，你就是针对这个事情，现在这件事情，那就避免呢去伤害到对方的人格这个人。
You might say to your little girl, just look how you've done those dishes.
就告诉你的孩子说，你看你来看看你所洗的这些碗。
You're going to need to do them over again.
你需要重洗一次。
Now, what you're talking about here is the fact that you're not saying to her, you're so lazy, I can't trust you with anything, I never can put you in anything.
而不是对他们说呢，你看，我什么都没有办法信任你呢，你连这个都洗不好，你很懒惰，你根本不用心洗。
You see the difference? Here, in one issue, you have confronted and told her exactly what she's done wrong without making her feel that she's worth nothing.
我讲的就是说呢，你对她的没有把碗洗好这件事情叫她重做，而不是来因为这件事情就来论断她，就来给她一些评语。
But now you say, how can I do that at work?
那在工作上该怎么做呢？
When you are at work, you have one thing that sort of helps you.And that is that you are a different person and have different reactions at work than you do at home.
那在工作的这种场合里面呢，有一件事情会比较让我们有点节制的，就是呢，我们在外面工作的场所呢，我们的这种表现跟在家里就不一样。
Now, you may be very upset about something, but instead of telling the person, you'll hold it in and tell one of your other workers that you work with.
即使你心里面很不高兴，你还是会稍微控制下来，只去到后面去告诉别人，不会直接去跟对方讲。
Now, we may feel that a coworker is very lazy or very careless, but it's not often that we will face them with that.
即使你发现你的同事是很懒惰，你感觉呢，他很粗心，但是呢，我想你不常去直接跟他讲的。
But when we do, remember when you confront them, it's only on the issue. It's the fact that they never put their files, in proper order.
一样的。只有去跟他面对的时候呢，只有去讲他现在这件事情，比如说他的档案呢没有放好原来的位置。
And that you wish that they could because it would make it easier for all of us.
然后你告诉跟他解释说呢，我希望你把它放好，这样的话我们大家都容易拿。
Now you're not telling them that they're careless, they're always careless, they never do their job good. You see, the difference is there you're talking about the person being careless and never doing. But in the first example, you're just stating what the problem is.
如果啊，你去面对他的话，同样的，你还是一样，就是不要用那些不好的形容词，懒惰啦，粗心啦，从来不把事情做好这种话语，而是呢，只针对这一件他需要处理的事情来跟他讲。
Now you may have a better idea of how to separate the person from the issue.
所以现在你就知道该怎么把这个人跟事分开。
The next point I would like to give you.Is that it would be good if you can demonstrate empathy. That means you feel for the person, you understand, and to listen to them.
下一点我要跟你讲的是说，尽量的能够去以对方的立场有一个同理心，而且呢，让他知道你愿意用他的立场来想事情，而且你要好好的听他讲。
In other words, you're putting yourself in the other person's place.
就是设身处地的来、啊、以他的立场来想事情。
If you could consider to yourself, how would I like to be confronted about an issue like this?
你想一想，如果你是你的话，那你希望对方用什么态度来面对你？
Don't just go into it with anger and force, but seek to learn and to be responsive to the other person's issue and their emotions.
不要只是就很直接的，然后就、很冲的来面对他，好好的想一想对方的感受，对方的立场。
And when the other person is speaking, really listen. Don't try to be thinking in your mind what your next point is.
对方在讲的时候，你就好好的听，不要他一面讲，你一面想、另外下面要讲的事情。
Actually, one of the good listening、rules is that you're able to say it back to them in another way so that they can hear it and so you restate it.To them.
我们讲过最好的倾听的方法就是呢，他每讲一些呢，你就重述一下，看是不是你听对了。
Maybe you would say to them, I hear you're saying that you're angry because you don't think I should have spent that much money for the item and that the budget can carry it.
比如说呢，你听完对方讲，你就说，你是不是在说呢，我不应该花那么多钱，然后呢，超出我们的那种计划呢?
It makes the other people feel as if you have really heard them.
那这样的话，对方就会认为说你真的是有在听他讲话。
And that you understand how they feel about it.
而且呢，他也会知道说你也了解他的感受是什么。
Then you might go on and be able to express why you felt you needed that particular item.
当你听清楚他对方讲的时候呢，你再来解释说为什么你要花那么多钱来买这个东西。
This is a powerful way to deal with this.
那这是很有力的方法。
Whenever you can restate what a person has said, that means you really understand.
你只要能够重述对方的话，讲对了。他认同就表示说呢，你真的是了解他了。
You see, there's many times we don't really understand each other.
很多时候我们实在是彼此都不了解的。
We're saying one thing and they're hearing something else.
我们讲这样子，然后他们的理解是那样子。
So if you can begin to make a habit of just restating what the person has said.
把它养成一个习惯，当你听别人讲话的时候，你重述一下。
There is another one that I want to talk about, and I think this is very important, even for your children.
那针对你跟你的孩子的亲子关系呢，这一点是很重要的。
If you want to say something pleasant about a person, do it in public. But if you want to confront, if you want to tell them something, do it in private.
如果你要来赞美对方的话，最好是在很多人的面前来赞美。那如果是你要、去面对这样的问题的话，最好是私下面对。
Don't bring up issues in front of people.
不要在大家的面前把这个问题带上来。
It actually is embarrassing to the people that's there listening.
即使呢，旁边的人只是一些、群众的话，对他们也很不好意思的。
There is a man, a very fine man. His wife comes occasionally, and we have a dinner there.Many times when she has come, she has rebuked him and said things in front of everybody else that actually hurt me very deeply.
我常常跟一个男士 他一桌吃饭，然后每一次他太太加进来的时候呢，就会数落他的先生，这样的话我心里面是很不好受的。
You see, it brings humiliation to that person.
因为这样的话等于是在轻视对方。
Embarrassment and finally shame.
让我们都觉得很不好意思，甚至呢会有羞耻感。
It destroys their self-esteem and usually it'll destroy the relationship.
那等于会毁了对方的这种自我价值，而且呢会毁了他们两个的关系。
Parents, make it a practice not to confront your children, not to tell them how bad they are, not to tell them how lazy they are in front of others.
所以记得不要在大家面前来数落人，特别是你的孩子，来说他们好懒惰，他们很不乖。
How many of you are guilty of this?
那你们当中说有的人，很多人这样做的呢？
Do you like that when others do that to you?
难道你要别人也这样对你吗？
I think it's one of the most embarrassing, humiliating things a person can do to another.
那最大的侮辱，最大的这种轻视呢，就是在别人面前来被数落。
And yet it seems many people take pleasure in that.
好像有很多人呢，以此为乐，很喜欢这样做。
When a parent will meet me and begin to tell me about their child and how bad they are and how lazy they are in front of the child, I really feel that this is wrong.
有些父母呢，就在孩子面前就开始跟我讲起他孩子多么的不乖，多么的懒惰，多么的不尽心，我觉得这是不对的。
And actually, most of the time, I use to try to build up the child, and try to help that child in this moment of embarrassment.
那这种情况呢，我就会尽量的来鼓励这个孩子，尽量的来提高这个孩子的这种感受，好让他呢不会羞辱。
I love to see a woman that comes and will tell me just how wonderful her husband is.
我最喜欢，特别是像妻子来跟我讲她先生多么的好。
But I'm afraid I've had more that have come to me and just talked about their husbands in a terrible way.
但是呢，却有太多的情况是太太来跟我告她先生的状。
Now you don't find many men that do this. This seems to be a problem of women.
那但是却有很少的先生来告诉我太太的问题，所以你会发现呢，这种告状的情况是太太的问题比较大。
So take this point and make it a principle in your life. I will not hurt a person in front of others.
所以呢，把这个当作你的一个原则，你绝对不要在大家的面前伤害到对方。
Now, we must go with a tremendous attitude that we are going to heal, not to win.
那这种面对呢，有一个目的，就是呢，你要去面对，要去解决问题，而不是要去赢得你自己的立场。
When we want to have this thing faced, this problem, go seeking that both of us are going to grow through this. We're not going to pull each other down. We're not going to intimidate each other.
当你面对这种问题的时候，你并不是要去把对方呢，把他打垮。
I'm not there to see that I'm better, that I can win an argument. I'm there that both of us can grow through this.
我不是要去面对对方而让他知道说呢，我是很会辩论，我是有道理的，而是要希望这个事情让我们彼此都可以得到造就，可以成长。
And whenever you can solve a problem this way, it is a friend or someone that you have won them, but not the issue itself.
那你去是要赢得这个人，不是赢得这个事情的立场。所以呢，你这样做的话，你就赢得了对方。
As always,I tell you, ask God to help you.
总是记得求神帮助你。
To give you wisdom.
给你智慧。
I trust that this will help you.
我希望这个可以帮助你。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。 你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。